Gordon Hirabayashi defied the federal government's orders for Japanese internment during World War II. His journey for justice spanned more than 40 years and inspired the off-Broadway play Hold These Truths. Daniel Dae Kim saw the play in New York last fall and was so moved he decided to bring it home to Hawaii. He's co-producing it in collaboration with Honolulu Theater for Youth. Joel De La Fuente, actor and close friend of Kim's, stars in the one-man show. He says he's excited to bring the play to Hawaii and introduce a new audience to Gordon's legacy.
He went against the American community around him, the Asian American community that he grew up in. His own family was divided. He was able to just very steadfastly maintain this position throughout his life.
As the only person on stage, De La Fuente faces the challenge of playing several different characters. He says it's an unusual opportunity for an Asian American actor.
To have someone who's Asian American have the opportunity to play so many different kinds of Americans, meaning other Asian Americans, Caucasians, people from different parts of the country, it's normally not something that we get to do as Asian American actors. Normally that's reserved for people who are white getting to play other ethnicities. So if you go and see a play and the person looks the way I do, and I tell the kind of story that I tell with all these different voices, I think it expands the audience's perception of who we are as Americans.
For Kim, the impact of Gordon's story touches him on a more personal level. He grew up in an area in Pennsylvania without a lot of Asian Americans. He's now lived in Hawaii with his family for nearly a decade.
I can't think of a better place in America to raise an Asian American family. You know, this is a story that might embarrass my son, but he came up to me about 6 or 7 months ago. He said, Dad, what's a chink? And immediately when he said that, my heart kind of dropped a little bit because I have such strong associations with that word and my own personal history with it. And you know, and I kind of sat down and I prepared to have the talk about racism. And I asked him, who called you that? And he said, nobody called me that. I just read it in a book. And I thought to myself, that is what makes Hawaii so special. My son can be, you know, 14 years old and never have heard that word in a derogatory way when I grew up being called that and always being associated as someone who is other than American. The fact that I could give that gift to my children to not have that kind of weight or burden on them, I give all the credit to Hawaii for, because I find that it is one of the most racially harmonious places in the world.
And it's that acceptance and diversity that Kim believes makes Hawaii the perfect place to stage Hold These Truths.
Anything that has to do with Asian American identity or history, I think, resonates particularly well here. You know, Gordon's story is one of an Asian American hero, and more importantly, I think he's an American hero. Part of why this story is important is because we can redefine what an American hero looks like through the telling of the story, because in my opinion, that's what Gordon is.
Hold These Truths begins a limited run at Honolulu Theater for Youth's Tenney Theater starting Thursday. Molly Solomon for HPR News.